This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Shari, it's Abdullah, and you've tuned in to the Breakfast Grill. My guest this morning is Dato' Mohd Hasla Amin, chairman of the Matrix Concept Holdings. Dato' Hasla is a man with vast international experience. So he has worked in Hong Kong and in Singapore before he took the job as chairman in 2012. So Matrix Concept Holdings has primarily been focusing on property and township development. Bandar Seri Sdayan in Seremban and Bandar Seri Impian in Kluang Johor are some of the successful development in their portfolio. So they have a maiden project underway in KL called The Chambers, as well as other several developments in the country beyond our shores. And we're talking about Indonesia and Australia. And on top of that, they also have stakes in education and hospitality. So with all the challenges facing the property development players in Malaysia, Dato is on the grill today to speak to us about Matrix Concept and how they are running their business. So Dato, thank you so much for joining us on The Breakfast Grill.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Dato, let's talk about your dividend policy. So you have a very generous dividend policy, dividend yield of about 6.7% average, and with a 40% dividend payout policy. You know, in the past 5 years, you have also issued 3 bonus issues. So question is, despite all that, your share price, you know, still continuing to slide. Why is it so?
Okay, I think first we talk about the bonus issues and we talk about the dividend policies that we put in place from the very first day when we go listing. Now, the founders and the principal shareholders of Matrix feels that this is a time when we take the company public that we want to give back to society. So we come up with this policy of paying dividend every quarter, and at the same time, we kept it not to exceed 40% of our profit from day one. So when this was, when we got listed in 2013, when I told the fund managers and all those analysts at that time, I can bet that most of them doesn't believe me. But one thing I can assure you is for the last 6 years, yeah, since our listing, we have never failed to deliver.
Yeah. Right?
That is the part that we are very proud of. And we hope that we can sustain our performance so that we can continue giving back to the shareholders that have all along been supporting us. Yeah. Now, the second part of your question where you asked me, why is the share price not performing? I guess there are many factors to it, right? One is the global market. Second, the Malaysian market. Third, the perception on property sector. Now, I feel that as far as Matrix is concerned, our performance is moving forward. It's going to be sustainable. I believe so, at least for the next 3 to 5 years. But it's just that Malaysians are Malaysians, where the higher net worth individuals or even the corporates, they will basically be very cautious when they see that the market is not really moving to the way they like it to move.
Mm.
Now, bearing in mind that we had our election last year, we have a new government in place. I'm sure the policies that has been in place, there'll be a refinement to reflect a better working condition. But of course, at the same time, the trade wars that is happening is also affecting the global market. Everybody is like protecting their own turf.
Yeah.
Now, Malaysia has gone through this many times. Okay, I think in my own life, I have seen 2 or 3 market that is turned bad. But I think the good thing about our country is we are blessed. You know, we will have find ways to come out over it.
So, Dato, you sound very optimistic, and you're vouching behind the performance of your company. But my question would be, is the company interested in trying to turn around the share market performance?
Well, we are aware about the performance of the stock. We are happy, actually, that if it doesn't go up, at least it doesn't go down. So we have been maintaining that level. So I guess we need to create some sparks. Which I believe that we are looking at.
What are those sparks?
to basically create a better communication to the public, to the investing public, by creating the difference, the competitive edge that we have, we already have. Mm. It's how we translate it back to the investing public again.
Sure.
And this is work in progress. I believe that...
Is it going to be 2019?
Well, I think we should start now because I think we have been listed for 6 years. Normally, for corporates, they have been listed for more than 5 years. It's high time that you look back at your positioning and rebranding. Honestly, I don't see anything wrong with what we are doing now. It's just how we want to improve our level of communication to communicate this to the investing public at large. Eh?
Yeah.
I believe that once the effort is being put, I think things will change.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dato, you mentioned that you're going to communicate with the public. And no doubt, over the years, we've seen a steady profit coming from the company. But last year, revenue went up, but profit after tax has gone down.
You see, this is back to our planning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we envisage that the property sector is going to be soft for the next 1-2 years. So we basically do our planning in 2018, actually, 2017. So we change our product mix. You see, whatever happened to the market, business must continue. We have to make sure that we churn in the revenue. That's very important. So we have been doing affordable houses.
Mm.
We also move into the middle level because when things are tight in the market, you know, we have to change the product mix. So you can see that over the last 2018, a lot of our development was actually on the medium cost.
And is this the reason why the margin has reduced? How so? But I always thought that if you were to move beyond affordable home to a slightly, when you refer to middle, are we speaking about a more expensive home than affordable homes? Aren't their margins bigger?
You see, most of our houses in those in Seremban and Kluang, we are pricing it between 500,000 to 600,000 for the link houses. So when I said affordable, you know, this is in Negeri Sembilan, because affordable means different thing to every state.
That's right.
So in Negeri Sembilan, the affordable, we are talking about double story link at 300,000.
Yes.
A single story is 200,000, you know. So you can see that. So, of course, when we do houses like this, you know, the margin definitely will be eroded.
Mm.
Yeah, but notwithstanding all those, if you compare to the industry average, we are far higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's okay. But of course, if the demand gets better, we can always change back our product mix. This is more in terms of how we want to sustain the business by getting the revenue churn out, as what we anticipate.
Okay. So just to confirm that middle houses, what are the prices? What are the price range?
We are looking at about 300,000 for double story link average. Yeah.
Okay.
Single story is about 100,000, and I can tell you that every phase that we launch, all right, 80% is taken up.
Yeah.
The last phase we launch in 4 hours is finished. So you can see that the demand for this level is always there.
Right.
All right. There are many other factors, I can tell you, like availability of credit,
of course,
the high cost of living, affordability, many things, yeah?
Okay.
But the point is, when we, as a developer, when we look at this, we know that we can continue to churn in the our sales revenue.
Mm.
So that helps the company to sustain.
Right.
So it's like, in good times, we hit it. When the times a bit tough, we play a bit defensive, but we doesn't starve.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah?
Perhaps we can move on to talk about some of your targets. For an example, you Matrix Concept is looking at increasing their land bank to 2,500. You currently have about 1,800. Land prices are not cheap. That's number one. Secondly, we're probably interested to find out where are these areas that you're looking at stocking up.
We look at Negeri Sembilan as our base.
Okay.
We are a Negeri Sembilan company. We hope that we can continue there. We have enough land bank there that can take us for the next few years easily.
Mm-hmm.
Kluang, is coming to the end also. We have about 300-400 acres left. We are talking to the surrounding area to basically just to expand that township. Of course, in KL, we launched Chambers. We have launched it, I think, about 80% sold. We are looking at another piece of land that we have in Puchong. And then we have another piece of land in Cheras. So the key here is the type of development that we want to do in all these places. Yeah. Now, if you ask me whether we are looking for land, of course, as a developer, we always look for land. At this moment, I think we are also tied up with our overseas expansion. We feel that what we have with us at this moment can easily take us for more than 5 years. But of course, addition is good, but it doesn't mean that we have to rush and buy.
Okay, so yeah. no specific
so
area at
the
moment. So what
we do is we have to make sure that it is within the budget that we look at.
But area-wise, are you going outside Seremban, Kluang? Is that still going to be your main focus, or are we going somewhere else?
At the moment, we look at Seremban, Kluang, and of course, Klang Valley,
yes.
Maybe Selangor. You know. We don't want to stretch ourselves to go further because the manpower issue again. Yeah.
Okay. joining us on The Breakfast Grill this morning is Dato' Mohamed Hasla Amin, a chairman of the Matrix Concept Holdings. Later, we will continue asking Dato' Hasla on the possibility of expanding their education business. Stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
You've tuned in to BFM 89.9. On The Breakfast Grill this morning is Dato' Mohamed Hasla Amin, chairman of Matrix Concept Holdings. Dato', let's talk about some of the international business that you have. So you have a development in Melbourne. You also have development in Indonesia. Two development in Melbourne, in fact. So that's scheduled to be launched this year. So share with us about the status of the development there.
All right. When we started to Australian market, yeah, because why we chose Australia? Of course, Melbourne is one of the best cities to live. A lot of Asian population. A lot of Malaysians also there. But we were not very ambitious because we want to understand the market. We want to understand the regulatory. So that's why when we start our MKANAGI, it's only about 70 units. Today, that project has been completed, all sold out, and we even won award as one of the best boutique development, you know, in Melbourne. Yeah. Our buyers are very happy. Because the rental that they get from those units are amazing, you know. It's very good. So out of that, we feel that we should move on in Australia because we feel that no point bringing the money back because why? We don't need the money here. Let's build this business. So with that, we set up the holding company in Australia called Matrix Australia. And then we move on to our second project. We will be launching in April.
Okay.
Okay, this project, we bought a piece of land, about 10 acres, at Greenville. We call it simply M Greenville.
Mm.
Greenville is a very good suburb, already developing. It's about 20 minutes from Tumarin Airport. All right. Here is a landed property. So we are going to do detached houses, you know. So if you buy M Kanagi, it'll cost you about 600,000 to 700,000 Aussie. But you buy here, it's about 600,000 to 700,000 also, but you have a bungalow house.
Right.
So the other reason is we're also targeting the local markets, yeah, or the immigrants that comes there. So again, it's not a big size development. All in all, I think it's slightly more than 70 units.
So your focus is still locals, Malaysians who are residing in? No.
No. We want to have a mix.
Okay.
Yeah?
But the property market is not doing so well at the moment,
yes.
Especially in particular Sydney and Melbourne, which is where you are planning to develop. Yes.
You see, I think they are depriving foreigners. You know, that means they tighten their loan application for foreigners. They even increase the stamp duty.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think these are things. Let's look at people.
Do you think it's going to cause you a problem at all?
I don't think so. Because people are people, you know. When you decide to go somewhere, you don't care about the cost. Right?
Okay.
It's just like buying cars. Right? If I say I want to buy a car or I want to buy a Ferrari, I just buy it. Right? I don't care the price, really. Right?
Okay, okay. So, I mean, that's Melbourne. I think
Greenville will be launched in April. We also have another piece of property which we bought. This is going to be our flagship development. It's at St. Kilda. It's about 25,000 square feet. So we are actually hoping to launch and do the planning and launch it later this year or early next year. So these three properties will actually keep us busy in Australia. Yeah.
Okay.
So we hope that our Australian will continue to grow. Then on top of that, I move on.
Yeah. So there's Indonesia as well that we want to find out.
So in Indonesia, we already made the necessary announcement. We are entering in a joint venture with Salim Group. Okay. This is one of the big conglomerate in Indonesia. We will be developing the Islamic Financial District for Indonesia that will cover an area of about 3.7 hectares.
Mm.
Okay, the first phase is going to generate us about $500 million in GDV. I think the planning and all is moving. We are in the final stage of putting in the paid-up capital, because our contribution as a 30% shareholder is going to be about $30 million.
Who are your partners there? I mean, I know that there are PT Bangun Kosambi Success and also PT Niko Securitas Indonesia. Who are they?
These people, actually, they are part of the Salim Group. You know, Salim Indonesia, I think you know how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
They were mandated by the wishes of the present government in Indonesia that they want to have an Islamic financial center that is bigger than TRX in KL, in view that they have a far bigger Muslim population compared to Malaysia.
Mm.
Yeah, so we want to turn this into reality. Actually, if you look at the site, a lot of things have been done, and I believe that the contribution that will be made from Indonesia and Australia within the next 2 years or 3 years will have a big contribution to the Malaysian side.
Okay, so Dato', I'm curious to find out about your international business strategy, because normally, okay, so you have Australia, you have Indonesia, but people are speaking about China. Has there not been any talk about perhaps exploring options in China, or is that just not an option for you?
I think to me, China doesn't need you. Yeah? And on top of that, the regulation and things like that is not easy.
Okay.
I tell you, before we choose Indonesia, for example, we explore. I don't think I want to do business in Singapore because your entry point is going to be very high. Thailand, they are good in property development. I don't think I want to go to Vietnam, Laos, all these countries, because their set of regulation is something that is not easy for you to understand. And besides, language. So I always believe that your neighbors are the best bet.
But I thought you're a Malay-speaking gentleman, and you have colleagues who are able to speak Chinese. Is that not a leverage that you could sort of ride on?
True. We can leverage on this. But the point is, like I say, we have to understand the regulatory part, because when you do development, it involves land matters. So a lot of regulatories that we have to understand. We have to understand the way they do business. And sometimes it has to be in line with the way we do business.
Right.
Yeah,
the culture is the value of the company.
The good thing about Matrix is we are very transparent. We follow whatever covenant that is being needed. That is why I think we even won awards for sustainability, you know, environment sustainability. So we want to maintain this. So, of course, when we go to Australia, I talk about the environment. They love it. But if I go to China, I want to talk about environment. They don't bother.
Dato', let's talk about some your education business. So you have Matrix Global School, and that's one business that has been providing steady revenue stream for Matrix Concept. We're talking about 2% of the entire revenue. But looking at the capacity, I think you're only reaching about 34% of what you're capable of doing. Any indication that for 2019 that this number will improve?
Yes, I'm very confident it will be improved. You see, when we started this education business, again, you have to look back at the philosophy of Matrix, that we want to give back and provide things to the people and the community of Negeri Sembilan. So when we started this, the international school and the private school, we built a campus that is equivalent to a university. So we have all the facilities there is. And then, bearing in mind also, none of us are academician. Sometimes we have to rely on people to basically run it for us and things like that.
Mm.
So early this year, we think that we said that I think we have enough of this. So we have basically joined do a collaboration with a new group who used to run 10B colleges.
Okay.
All right. To basically run the school for us.
So you're no longer tied to the international school?
No.
Which is the Ellesmere College?
No. I think we are reviewing back the whole setup. Okay. The current management, that is this new group, they are looking at all the tie-up and what needs to be done. I think they have everything spelled out in their business plan.
What caused the fallout? As in, what made you consider 10B as a new...
No, because sort of, like I told you, we are very passionate about schools, you know, because this is part of our giving back to the society. But we ourselves are not academicians. So we ask people to basically, or we employ people to basically do it for us. And it never reached the level that we want, really. Even though they give some contribution, but it's not up to the mark. So we feel that the whole premises too is underutilized.
Okay.
So at that time we decided that why not we work with people, you know, who basically knows how to run school. And kebetulan at that time, this guy sold 10B to Equinas, so they are free. So we talked to them, and they came and visited the school. They liked our premises, and they gave us their initial business plan on what they plan to do. We like it. So the test is when we say that you have to take some stake, you know, to show your commitment.
You know? So they are taking some stakes?
So they take some stake, a small stake, to show their commitment to the cause. And I'm quite confident that.
So this is signed and sealed?
Signed and sealed. It'll be early this year.
Okay. Yeah. Dato' Hasla, thank you again for speaking to us on The Breakfast Grill. That was Dato' Muhammad Hasla Amin, Chairman of Matrix Concept Holdings. I'm Sharid Abdullah for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile. Now with faster speeds every day. Barulah best.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.